that'll show at the end of the season, you know. I feel like as far as stats and stuff like that, but right now I'm just trying to play my role and just be the best defensive player I can be to make sure the linebackers are clean.
The word trap game gets thrown around a lot. When you come off a big win and maybe another trophy game coming up after this week. But what do you guys mentally do to make sure that, you know, every game, every week, even if it is a Western Michigan in between Iowa State and Minnesota, gets the same effort and intensity and focus?
First of all, yeah, Western Michigan will get the same attention. They play two Big Ten teams already, and they play them well. And they're not afraid to play a Big Ten team. So they're very competitive and they're a very talented team. I watch a lot of film on them. They look good up front. Their quarterback is pretty good. So we know we got our work cut out for us. So we're going to treat every team the same. And Coach Ferentz, he has a 24-hour rule where, you know, after the game we celebrate. And then next thing you know, it's on to the next game because we want to win more games. We're not satisfied with just winning one game.
Is that something that grabbed your attention right away as you're watching them, just the fact that, hey, they're able to do some things against Michigan State. They're able to do some things against Northwestern. And obviously, those are teams that you're familiar with and that you've gone up against a lot.
Yeah, both of those programs are good, and especially Northwestern, they're on the rise. They're ranked. They're a good team, and they hung with them. They made some plays out there against them, and Western Michigan is impressive. You know, so I'm looking forward to playing them, and I know we got our work cut out for this week, and we just need to have a good week of practice and focus.
What were the, like, 24 hours? You talked about how you have that 24-hour rule, but just what were those 24 hours like, or the aftermath, if you will, of getting that win over Iowa State and just being able to enjoy that?
Yeah, I mean, the bus ride back, that was fun, you know, just to get that trophy back and just know we got a win, you know. We've been wanting to beat those guys, you know. We lost them for 2 years. So it was good to get that win, but, you know, it's on to the next one now, you know. Mm-hmm. Just celebrate that with the teammates, and now it's on to the next win so we can feel it again.
Now, you were one of the guys carrying it off the field at the end there. Were you the one that got to sit by it? Or like,
oh, I don't know where it was. I don't know which bus it was on. It wasn't on my bus, but it wasn't nowhere near me, but I'm sure it's in there somewhere, looking nice.
How did it feel to finally get one of those games? I mean, there were a number of times in the fourth quarter when it seemed like that game could slip out of your hands, but to be able to pick up one of those close wins and close out a game, you know, how much did you guys take pride in that and learn from that?
Yeah, it got close at the end, and that's one thing Coach Parker kept telling us at the whole week was just finishing the game. Coach Ferentz, he talks about that too. We need to learn how to finish games. We need to, you know, learn how to close the opponent out, you know, where they can't get back in. And they got back in a little bit, and, you know, it caused a scare with the fans. I wasn't scared. I just knew I had to do my job, and I knew what we did this camp, and we prepared for moments like these.